What is grace? Grace is community. Grace is passion. Grace is for everyone.
All right, in our Christmas pageant here, and Scott, is Scott here? Good morning, Scott, where are you? Oh, there he is. All right. Scott, thank you so much for taking over the Christmas pageant at the last minute. I know Emily is heartbroken that she has to miss the dress rehearsal.
Well, hanging Christmas lights is a dangerous business, and I'm happy I could be here.
There's just one little problem.
What's that?
Apparently, Emily had the only key to the costume closet, so we don't have costumes for the dress rehearsal.
No costumes?
We just have to work with what we have.
What do we have?
Well, mostly wings and halos. And I see we have a sheep, so that's good, having a sheep. Don't worry, we're collecting some robes and things for tomorrow. In the meantime, I asked all the kids who aren't angels to just wear their Halloween costumes.
You did what?
Come on in, kids!
Okay, so I guess we'll just run through the Christmas pageant, and if we need to make changes along the way, we'll do that.
All right, places, everybody. God help us.
Long ago, in the small desert town of Nazareth, in the country of Judea, lived a young woman named Mary. One day, an angel appeared to Mary. The angel said,
I can't do this. This is not what Mary looks like.
Well, in fairness, the Bible doesn't tell us what Mary looks like.
But the Bible does tell us who Mary is, right? So God chose Mary to give a birth to his only son, Jesus, something everyone thought was impossible, something that saved the world. So in a way, Mary is like a superhero.
Cool.
Yes, cool. Keep going.
The angel said to Mary, greetings, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. You shall have a child and shall name him Jesus. He will be great and reign over God's people forever, and his kingdom will have no end.
How shall this be since I am not married?
The Holy Spirit will come to you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and your baby will be the Son of God.
Now, Mary was engaged to a man named Joseph.
Where is our Joseph?
He has the flu.
Okay, we need a Joseph.
Could I do it?
He doesn't look like Joseph.
Well, Joseph is someone who shows up. when Mary needs him, even though it's risky. So you are dressed as someone we can count on, no matter what. Great, you're in. Continue.
Joseph didn't know what to think when Mary told him about the baby. But then the angel appeared to Joseph and said,
"Do not be afraid to marry Mary, because God has chosen her, and this baby will be the Messiah."
Meanwhile, in a very different part of Judea, King Herod received an unexpected visit.
"I couldn't find a costume."
It's fine.
"I want a costume."
"Okay. King Herod was the villain of the Christmas story, and he's jealous of Jesus, and he wants to have all the power, and does lots of evil things."
But he's still a child of God, so there's probably still good in him. Anybody have a costume like that?
That works. Continue.
3 magi had come from the east, following a star in the sky.
"Do the magi also have the flu?"
"Nope, soccer practice."
"Well, the magi were probably kings and scholars, priests, very wise. They studied the stars like scientists, but the Bible doesn't say there were 3 of them, just that there were 3 gifts. So who's dressed as somebody wise, studies a lot, maybe from a royal family? Yoda, Harry Potter, you are now wise men."
The magi knew the prophecy. A child born in Judea would become the new king of the Jews. Herod also knew the prophecy and was very upset. Herod wanted to be the only king.
"Go and find the child, then come back here and tell me where he is."
"Why?"
"Because I want to destroy him. I mean, worship him."
"Is someone going to be the star?"
"Do you want to be the star?"
"Yes, but I was thinking I could also give directions, like the map on a phone, because I'm showing them the way."
"Why not? You're the star. Go shine."
The magi continued on their journey.
"In 40 feet, turn left, turn left, turn left."
When Mary was almost ready to have her baby, she and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem. Mary rode on a donkey.
How would they rode on a dragon?
Sure.
When they arrived, there were no rooms at the inn, so Mary and Joseph had to stay in the stable.
Anyone dressed as an animal, get up there.
Meanwhile, in the nearby hills, there were shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night.
Raise your hand if you're not an angel. All right, You are now a shepherd. Go watch your flock by night.
Suddenly, an angel.
Wait.
Here's a sheep for the shepherd. All right.
Suddenly, an angel appeared to them, saying, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news.
Today, in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah. Go and look for a baby in a manger."
Go tell it on a mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on a mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when oil above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, our humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed the Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
The shepherds hurried into town and found baby Jesus in a manger, just like the angel said.
Let us worship him.
The stars settled over Bethlehem, and a little while later, the Magi arrived from the east. And everyone knew that this child was truly the Son of God.
Stop. Put your Halloween costumes away. I have robes for everyone.
But I don't want to wear a bathrobe. I want to be Mary the superhero.
Well, they're not bathrobes. They are choir robes. And a robe is more authentic.
Is it? It's really hard to imagine the first Christmas. No one knew the story yet. Angels appeared to shepherds and kings bowed to peasants. There was a baby in a feeding trough. Everything must have seemed strange and mixed up. Maybe as strange as Harry Potter, Yoda, a dragon performing a Christmas pageant.
Well, Jesus did say that the good news is meant for everyone. And God brought all those people together on that first Christmas for a reason. Just like God brought you here today, Scott.
I really didn't have any other plans.
Forget the robes. The joy of Christmas is for all people, no matter who we are, no matter what we look like. God gave us this mixed up world and we rejoice in it. You can keep going.
The shepherds went and spread the good news across the land. The Magi were warned in a dream not to trust Herod, so they went back a different way.
Rerouting.
As we know, the angel's prophecy came true. Jesus did come as a baby to save us all. He was fully human and fully God. Every Christmas, we celebrate his first day on earth when everything changed forever.
Okay. Our friend.
one horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bride was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lame, misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a tilted thing and then we got upset. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on one horse open sleigh.
Everything happening at Grace? Check out our website at gumc.org.